السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. علماء الكرام, most respected elders and brothers, our sisters who are listening. Continuing with the discussion which was taking place yesterday, and then we wish to tie it up with some important relevant advices. We know that today has been declared a public holiday and many people will be going out to vote. So there's some important points we as Muslims should keep in mind, and inshallah we'll try and link it up to the topic in discussion which we were discussing yesterday, which is a very important aspect, especially in the month of Ramadan, for every single believer and Muslim to develop within his life, and that is the quality of consideration for one's fellow Muslim, one's fellow human being. We had given examples in the life of our elders, in the life of the late Mohd Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Even if we look at the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, then we will find that this aspect of consideration for others was something which was an intrinsic quality of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. We find on the 15th night of Sha'ban that famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up to engage in ibadah. So the description that she had given is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he got up in a very silent manner. He wore his clothing in a very silent manner. He put on his shoes in a very quiet way. He opened the door in a very quiet way. He closed the door in a very quiet way. So, there's a very important lesson that we can learn from this. This was the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within his own home. But yet he did not want to disturb her sleep. He didn't want to disturb her sleep. Our late Mohd Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that if we wake up for tahajjud, so then the whole neighborhood, 2-3 houses will come to know, okay, Hazrat woke up for tahajjud. The amount of noise we will make. So we want the whole world to find out that we wake up for tahajjud. But whereas the quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such that consideration for the next person. And this was also found in the life of the Sahaba Ikiram. That famous hadith, which is also found in Fazail Amal, where it was a battlefield. A Sahabi was severely wounded. There were people that were assigned the task to see to those who have been wounded, injured. So this person was calling out for water. This Sahabi, may Allah be pleased with him, radiallahu anhu, was calling out for water. So the narrator of this hadith mentioned that I went with the water to him, and I could see that he was in a very critical condition, and he was calling out for water. But as soon as he started calling out for water and I reached him with this water, a few meters away, there was another Sahabi that was also calling out for water. So he said, no, 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 go to him first. Go and give him the water first. So I went according to his desire and I went to the next Sahabi. And as soon as I reached him, a few meters away, there was another Sahabi who was critically injured, also calling out for water. He says, no, 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 go to him first. He says, by the time I reached the third Sahabi, he had already passed away. I then reverted back to the second Sahabi who also had became Shaheed. And I went to the first Sahabi who also had become Shaheed. So this was the quality of the Sahaba Ikram, that they were prepared to sacrifice their own lives for the sake of the fellow Muslim brother. An incident in the life of our late Mohd Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he was traveling to Karachi, and on the plane, Khadim was with him. So on the plane, Hazrat had a heart attack. It just so happened that the person, the friend who was traveling with Hazrat, he had the medication. Hazrat was a heart patient. So he had the medication, but he was fast asleep. So after a while, this person mentioned that I woke up from my sleep, and then Hazrat very politely asked me that that medication that we have for the heart, can you give it to me? So he said, I could see Hazrat was in severe pain. So I asked Hazrat, why didn't you wake me up from my sleep? He said, I didn't want to disturb your sleep. I could see how you were resting. So look at that. Hazrat was prepared to even lose his entire life but not disturb the sleep of the person who had come for his khidmat, so to say. So this was the quality of our elders, the consideration for the next person, love for the next individual. On one occasion, Hazrat was traveling, it was in Port Shepstone, Hazrat was in somebody's vehicle and it started to rain, it started to pour. So Hazrat told the driver of the vehicle, that look at all these people now, it just so happened it was more or less 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and people are going home from work. So I said, look at these poor people walking now. Some of them are putting something on their head, someone else is putting a packet, someone is putting a newspaper, trying to shield himself from the rain. So as I said, now obviously we cannot give each and every person a lift, it's not possible for us. He said, but the least we can do is we can make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, these poor people, they do not have any way to shield themselves. So Allah have mercy upon them and just withhold the rain for a little while so that they can reach home safely and easily. So this is that level of consideration for the next person, which is supposed to be the quality of every single believer and Muslim, which, respected elders and brothers, it is sad to say that unfortunately Muslims have abandoned this quality and the non-Muslims are implementing it in their lives, and hence we find that they are succeeding. So we need to come back to our deen and implement the teachings of deen within our own lives. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, with regards to this aspect of consideration for others, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs this world with a certain set of rules and certain set of standards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants kingdom. Allah is the one who puts people into power. And Allah is the one who removes people from power. This is something we as believers, we need to reaffirm our aqidah and our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah ta'ala is the king of all kings. Allah is the one who grants rulership, authority, kingdom to whomsoever He wishes. And Allah is the one who snatches it away from whomsoever He wishes. So Allah is the one who is the controller of the seven heavens and the earth. And therefore we as believers, we need to firstly focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the system of rulership and the system of authority, Allah ta'ala has got a certain rule. It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَعْمَالُكُمْ عُمَّالُكُمْ. That the criteria for deciding who your rulers are your a'mal and your actions. Allah ta'ala looks at the actions of the believers. Allah ta'ala looks at our activities, our actions, the manner in which we're conducting our lives. And Allah ta'ala then places the rulers in accordance to that. Those who understand history or who have knowledge of history, and you study the rise and fall of nations, then you will notice the specific pattern that whenever the Muslims had a'mal in their lives, Allah ta'ala sent favorable rulers. And whenever the Muslims abandoned a'mal, and they became engrossed and involved and intoxicated in the embellishments and the glitter and the glamour of this world, then Allah ta'ala, may Allah protect us, but Allah ta'ala then placed upon them rulers who unfortunately did not consider them. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we have to introspect, I have to introspect within my own life, what is the condition of our lives? Respected elders and brothers, it is something which is extremely painful to discuss. But especially when it comes to our wastage and our extravagance, respected elders and brothers, this is something, respected elders and brothers and those who are elders and seniors in the family, we need to now try and change the condition of the lives of our families. Especially when it comes to our weddings, when it comes to our walimas, when it comes to our functions. It is now, respected elders and brothers, going completely out of control. A person is spending sometimes hundreds of thousands of rands just on hiring and just on the decoration. One person 2-3 months ago told me just for the decoration on the stage is coming to a plus minus 50,000 rand. Just for the decoration. In one particular wedding that took place in Johannesburg, they spent 1 million rand on flower decoration. Flower decoration. So everybody saw the flowers and then finished. The person is inviting so many people, and then each person is fed so much, it's costing so much per head, then the hiring of that hall. Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that we're not saying don't spend. Now some people say, well, so what must we do? Just have finish. Don't spend on the family. So as I said, spend. Rather take that same money that that father wants to spend on his daughter, or that, that mother wants to, or that particular father wants to spend on his son. You rather take that same money. You're going to spend 150,000 rand. You rather take that money and purchase a vehicle for the child. Say, this is a gift for you and your wife. At least you have your own vehicle. Okay, they already have their vehicle. Okay, this is going to be a deposit towards your flat. So at least you'll have your own home. Or this money, use it so that you both of you can go for Hajj. So there's so much that can be done with that wealth instead of wasting it and spending it on these kind of things. Now the person invited 200 people. And now even if you give each person 2 minutes, each person says, Assalamu alaikum, Jazakallah, you came, I'm very happy. Go to the next person, Assalamu alaikum, Jazakallah, you came, very happy. Each person, you go to that person. Still you'll find someone saying, you see, he went, he spent 30 seconds more by that person and he spent less time than me. You're never going to please everyone. Now he's saying, such and such person is going to become upset and this one is going to become upset. Remember one thing, respected elders and brothers, please Allah, the whole world will become pleased with you. Our condition is this, is that you have Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi gives the example of a bird that's in a room with mirrors. So there's mirrors all around the room. And now the person enters the room and now he's trying to catch the bird in the mirror. So he's going to this mirror and he's going to that mirror and he's going to this mirror and he's unable to catch that bird. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi says all the person needs to do is catch that one bird in the center, the asal bird, he's caught all the birds. So we're trying to please this one and that auntie and this one's friend and that neighbor, and if I invite him, so I also have to invite that one, and I also invite this person. So we're trying to please this one and please that one, and in the process we are not winning at all. We are the losers. We are the complete losers. One particular wedding took place, such a big wedding, so much, hundreds of thousands of rands. And then the boy entered the hall. When he entered the hall, so as soon as he entered the hall, he greeted his aunts and all of that. So when he went to the girl, so she said, so you greeted your auntie and your mother and all of them first, and then you come to me. And right there, and then a fight took place, and finished. The whole thing was called off. The whole thing was called off. And now, respected elders and mothers, we are going to another level where people are now hiring these companies to make an entire movie of the whole wedding. A whole movie is made of the wedding. Can look at how this girl is on the stage with the boy. Allah protect us, respected elders. What is happening to the ummah? Imagine tomorrow that woman that happened to have been invited for that wedding, later on she decides to go into parda, but now that CD is out, or worse still, it has been posted on YouTube. For hundreds of years or thousands of years or tens of years, people can go on and say, see, that's the same, she's in parda, there she. What has happened to the ummah, respected elders and brothers? We are wasting our wealth and we are inviting the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the month of Ramadan, respected elders and brothers. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make that firm resolution that Ya Allah, enough is enough. We are heading for disaster. We are inviting the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi went to Burma, and looking at the conditions of the Muslims, the wastage and the extravagance, he said that I am warning you that your lifestyle is such that there are dark clouds that are coming close by. And I fear that if you do not change your lives, and if you don't bring simplicity into your lives, you do not bring the simplicity and practicality into your lives, then I fear there will be a revolution in this country. The person mentioned it to Maulana Sahib Rahmatullahi, that Hazrat had mentioned, I fear that within 10 years. And he said 10 years it happened and it was a complete revolution in the country. Complete revolution. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we don't want to create fear in the hearts of people, but we have to understand the realities of things. These are happening, unfortunately, in homes where people are in the first saf. The person has got kurta, he's got turban, the person is outwardly has deen in his life. But when it comes to this aspect of wastage and extravagance, then unfortunately we are moving far away from that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we gave the example. We have so much of unemployment around us. People don't even have place to sleep. And here we find people are wasting wealth. Food is being thrown into the bins. What is going to happen around us? So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we need to understand that it is our actions that determine the rulers. We as Muslims and believers need to make an intention. Yes, what is gone is gone. But we can make this tawbah and istighfar and a firm resolution in our hearts that Ya Allah, now we're going to turn towards you. We are going to change our lives. We are going to bring that simplicity and practicality within our lives. Added to that, we should make abundant dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la tusallit alayna man la yarhamuna. That Ya Allah, do not place upon us such rulers or such a party that does not have mercy upon us. And therefore, even when we casting our ballot, of consideration is that that party in which we will get our freedom of religion, that will be protected, and the interest of Muslims will be seen to. This is an important decision when casting our votes, etc. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects this country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us in this country with safety and security, with stability. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring down upon us and especially the Muslims favorable conditions. And Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to turn our lives in the right direction. Subhanallah bihamdihi nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.